There was a time when you grew up and you got married and you bought a house that you really couldn't afford. Then you had a couple of kids that you weren't really emotionally prepared for. And you tried to not have a mental breakdown at least until your mid-40s. And that was pretty much the script. But these days, people can barely commit to a Netflix show, let alone spawning another human being to take part in this insane little experiment we have mislabeled as a society. And it seems that suddenly everyone's confused because after decades of being told that overpopulation was killing the planet. Now, birth rates are collapsing and governments are panicking. And people my age are we're just tired. This isn't a comedy skit. It's real. Well, I mean, it is kind of a comedy skit, depending on how you see things. Okay, so if you've been paying attention, Japan's population is in free fall. South Korea has the lowest fertility rate on Earth. China is aging faster than its economy can pretend to keep up. Italy is handing out incentives like it's a carnival prize booth. And here in the US, everyone's too broke or burned out or just existentially disinterested in reproducing. Which, frankly, feels like a completely rational response to the current state of affairs in the world. So let's talk about this population issue, because I don't think it's just a statistic in some economist's spreadsheet. I think it's actually a symptom of something deeper and quieter. Something kind of honest that's happening. Okay, so most of us were told that we would want kids at some point. That one day, some primal instinct would just kick in. And that may have been true for some people, but instead, most of us woke up in a one-bedroom apartment eating leftovers in bed at 3 a.m., Googling, do I have to be happy? So these days, we are not exactly in baby-making mode. And it's not because people hate kids. Some people just looked at the state of the world and thought, yeah, no. Why would I voluntarily bring someone into this? So if life's a party, it's the kind where someone brought a piñata full of unpaid bills and the karaoke machine only plays news headlines. It's not exactly a great vibe. Now, if you want to go a little deeper, and of course I do, there's an entire philosophy around this called antinatalism, which some of you are familiar with, of course. And no, it's not just goth teens in a Reddit forum. It's an actual school of thought. All right, so David Benatar, philosopher and buzzkill extraordinaire, wrote the book Better Never to Have Been. His basic thesis goes like this: life equals suffering, and non-existence equals no suffering. Therefore, bringing someone into existence is inherently unethical because you've just introduced them to pain that they never consented to. Try bringing that up at a baby shower. See how that goes over. But Benatar isn't even the darkest of the bunch. Romanian philosopher and another professional buzzkill, Emil Cioran, wrote, "The trouble with being born, which is probably the most beautiful suicide note ever written." So not only did Cioran question life, he seemed to be personally offended by it. And he wrote, "It is not worth the bother of killing yourself, since you will always kill yourself too late." You know, he sounded like a man who'd been trapped in a dinner party called existence for far too long. I mean, it's fair to say that he was pretty intensely cynical. Nonetheless, I think the man made a point. Now, I don't think these are just sad boys with a thesaurus. These are, you know, they're legit philosophers seriously asking a question: is creating life truly a kindness or a cruelty? Fair question. And that question, whether people can name it or not, is sitting quietly in the background of every time someone asks or says, "I don't think I want kids." So the real world questions are possibly even more grim. I mean, let's face the truth here. We are drowning in debt. We can't really afford homes anymore. About a third of the population is medicated for anxiety, depression, or some other psychological ailment. Climate change is no longer a warning. It's just the weather now. And community basically got outsourced to social media, where the only consistent semi-human connection is being cyberbullied by trolls or bots. And now we're told that if we don't have kids, we're the problem. I don't think so. I think that the system itself is antinatal, and we are just paying better attention now. And at this point, childcare costs more than rent. Wages haven't kept up with anything except despair. Mental health care is pretty much a luxury if you can get the good mental health care. And, you know, our collective trust in the future is basically circling the drain. And still, articles keep getting published asking, why are millennials and Gen Z so selfish for not having children? Right. Because bringing a kid into a slow motion apocalypse with no support system is what selfless people do. Got it. But there's another primary and fairly obvious reason why people, more and more people, are opting out of parenthood. We've developed a collective case of, well, let's call it digital erectile dysfunction. This isn't really the physical kind, it's the emotional kind. So what this means is that our phones have become the ultimate safe sex. All the stimulation with none of the risk. We've engineered intimacy into a risk-free transaction where you can ghost someone mid-conversation and feel nothing. And I believe that the dating apps are turning romance into a meat market just with better user interface design. But the thing is, we're not just addicted to our devices. We're using them to avoid the fundamental discomfort of being human around other humans. Real connection requires you to sit with awkward silences and navigate someone else's damage and, occasionally witness their morning breath. Your phone never has morning breath. Well, not yet anyway. So we've gamified dating and love into a dopamine slot machine. Swipe, match, text, repeat. I think it's kind of masturbatory in the truest sense. You get all the neurochemical payoff with none of the vulnerability. And, meanwhile, actual courtship feels as antiquated as writing letters by candlelight. Now, look, of course, people want, people still want real relationships. But I think we've gotten to a point where we want them sanitized and curated with an easy exit strategy. Real face-to-face love is messy and inconvenient. It's a pain in the ass. It demands that you show up when someone's unraveling at ungodly hours. Your notification feed doesn't ask you to hold its hair back while it vomits existential dread. This is kind of where we're heading. So what this ultimately means is we're a lot less likely to form families because we're becoming socially atrophied and relationally impotent. It's not only because of ideology and economics, even though those things play a big part in all this too. The algorithms have, they've trained us to prefer the simulation over the thing itself. It's like, we're in the society of the spectacle. So some researchers call this social infertility. I call it what happens when an entire civilization chooses masturbation over sex, metaphorically speaking. And we barely noticed because, well, you guessed it, the phone buzzed again. Here's the quiet part I want to say out loud. I think maybe the biggest reason people aren't having kids is because deep down, they just don't think it's worth it anymore. Not in a, ugh, diapers kind of way, but rather in a deep soul level kind of way. A species-wide malaise. Or, I don't know, maybe a quiet spiritual shrug. We've been sold this story for generations at this point, that your life only really matters if you continue in the, if you continue it in the form of another person. And that reproduction is a redemption of sorts. We're taught that parenthood is the path to a purpose in life. But let me ask you, what if it's not? What if you woke up one day and you look around at the smoking ruins of society and you think, yeah, I really don't want to add to this and pass this on. And I don't think that's selfish. On the contrary, I think it's actually a form of self-awareness and generosity. And furthermore, I think what's selfish here is bringing life into this world without fully considering the implications of that choice. You know, that's concerning. Now, maybe, you know, this isn't the end of the world. It's just a soft reset or a reckoning. It's a moment where we all stop collectively and say, okay, enough. Now, look, for the record, I don't think there's anything wrong with having kids, and I don't dislike kids, but I think it seems that far too many people don't take some time to look within and ask themselves some difficult questions when considering parenthood. I mean, you are, in a sense, playing God. So all of this begs the question, if you're not going to create new life, what do you do with the one you've got? Well, plenty. For starters, maybe we stop thinking legacy means biological continuity. I mean, we can build a legacy out of kindness or out of art. Or honesty, or refusing to repeat the trauma cycle just because someone told you it's your biological duty. Maybe you mentor, you volunteer in some way to help the kids who are already here suffering. Maybe you make something and you tell the truth in a world that's allergic to it. And I see all of this as a kind of parenting too. I don't think we need a stroller to leave an imprint on the world. I think we just need to show up fully, you know, as authentically ourselves as we can. Even if that self is tired and sarcastic or, you know, occasionally Googles how to live when everything is dumb. Okay. So apparently we have to fix everything ourselves. And with that in mind, I suggest maybe we consider the following. One, make having children actually possible. I mean, if you want to have children, if we want to bring children into this world, make it possible. Make it reasonable. For example, childcare should not cost more than a car. Okay, two, I think we should really focus on rebuilding community. Humans aren't really wired to do this alone. We need people, real ones, not just usernames. Number three, support meaning outside the family structure. Normalize a life without kids. You're not broken. You're just not reproducing. It doesn't mean you're not contributing. Okay, next. Universal health care. Real wages. Climate action. You know, basic stuff that doesn't make people feel like they're birthing a child into a burning amusement park. But most importantly, I think we should stop shaming people for choosing not to create more humans. Some of us are really just trying to stay human. So maybe this isn't collapse. Maybe it's a confession. It's a moment of quiet honesty from a species that's been running too fast and chasing too much, you know, and pretending too hard. And maybe the world isn't ending. We're just opting out of certain illusions, like legacy or destiny, or the idea that just because you can bring someone into the world, you should. I guess that's all I got today. Thanks for watching.